Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back. It's Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and finally on the show today, a celebration of summer. We visited the North Shore's Great Marsh with Deborah Kramer. She's author of The Narrow Edge, A Tiny Bird, An Ancient Crab, and An Epic Journey. Great Marsh is the largest continuous stretch of salt marsh in New England, and Deborah took us out on kayaks, where freshwater meets briny water, where land meets sea, and where Massachusetts history meets its present and its future. So sit back and vicariously enjoy a leisurely paddle via this little audio postcard.
Okay, this is good. Oh, wow. How about if we head out this way?
Let's go. Okay? And which direction, where are we heading towards?
We're heading up Joe's Creek in Essex, is what it's called.
Okay.
And Walker Creek in Gloucester. This is such a beautiful day. It's like glass out here.
It's phenomenal. I mean, tell us whatever it is you know about Joe's Creek and just this part of the North Shore where we are.
One of the things that's so special about this place is it's part of a system called the Great Marsh, which is tidal mudflats, estuaries, rivers, salt marshes. It's the largest expanse of uninterrupted salt marsh north of Long Island Sound.
Wow. Okay.
And it runs 25 miles from here all the way to New Hampshire. To me, it's a place of serenity and unbelievable beauty, and at the same time, it's a focal point for all of the changes that are going on right now.
You kind of get a visceral feeling for it when you're in something like a kayak, right? Because you're just hovering right on the surface of the water.
We're so close, and so I'm going to give you my binoculars. But I'm going to check just to make sure this isn't a seagull.
Oh, the white bird out there.
Okay, there's at least two snowy egrets and maybe a great egret out there. And I'm so happy that you could see these. Usually I have to stay out here for 4 hours before I see what this creek has to offer.
Oh, there they go. So are we going to paddle around?
Would you like to go into Crooked Creek?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, we made it. Just right over the grass. Oh, the hundreds of cormorants right there just make it look so easy. They're just hanging out. Oh, Meghna! I'm the wrong kind of person to say we'll go as far as you want.
Out there is Choate Island, where the Crucible was filmed.
Right.
But it's also true that Thomas Choate's wife's uncle was John Proctor, who was executed as a witch during the Salem witch trials. So that family is directly connected to the Salem witch trials. And that they settled there, I think, in 1725. So this history is very, very old here.
I mean, let alone how long the native peoples were
here. And the Agawam Indians were here way before then, and there's still lots of artifacts can still be found from them.
You know, the water is so beautifully clear. I mean,
I know,
isn't it? Right up here next to the marsh, and look, are those all clamshells that I see down there?
You see some clamshells. Yeah. One of Essex's great old clammers, and he showed me every single place in this marsh where they were running rum during Prohibition. Because you could store it out here. You can tell it's not all that easy to get out here.
Yeah.
There are all these little inlets and tributaries. And
I love that contraband bootleg hiding in the marsh grass.
Yeah. Now, I have no idea whether this is going to work. Maybe, but I'm not sure. Oh, I think there's a channel here.
We're going to try?
Yeah, right here.
Okay.
What are those?
Oh, my goodness. Willets. Oh, Magna, slow down.
You know, speaking of the purposes and services that this habitat provides, you know, marshes like this are also important in terms of, you know, actually protecting homes on the shores. Isn't that true from erosion?
From the surges of storms.
Yeah, and storm surge, exactly.
Marshes are wonderful at doing that. And that's why there's been a lot of money after Hurricane Sandy that's going into the Great Marsh to try to figure out how to increase its resiliency.
Yeah.
Actually, you can see from here, straight ahead is the southern end of Crane Beach.
Yes, yes, you see the sand.
You see the dunes.
In the dunes.
We're
right.
Actually really lucky. We can see those dunes. Those dunes used to be much, much higher. Barrier beaches are the front line against storms. Long time ago, I went into the woods and I found a chimney from an old farmhouse, and the chimney was still there, and the rest of it was surrounded by sand.
Huh.
And over the years, the 30-odd years that I've been living here, this landscape has changed tremendously. So it's created sandbars and marsh that are amazing safe havens for all of these birds, but we're expecting a lot of sea level rise. And the whole idea is this marsh capable of moving landward faster than the water is rising? We don't actually know what's going to happen.
Would you say overall that the marsh is healthy right now?
Like, this is very inviting. This water is very clean right now. There's no algae. There's no scum. We swim here all the time now.
I mean, it's this beautiful, from the surface, it's this clear bottle green.
Yeah, it's truly beautiful. So in that respect, it's getting better. I worry that that so much increased boat traffic is wearing the edges away, coupled with so much sand coming in here that the channels are getting narrower. And the current is running a lot faster.
You know, speaking of the current, the tide is quite strong.
Yes, it's
now.
Still pulling us in. Do you want to try paddling
really
against it?
Really pulling us in. It seems to be this amazing metaphor, though, for just the current of history that's been flowing through this place for so long. I mean, it's hard not to feel the pulse of that.
You can see that the tide is flowing in and out here, has been flowing in and out here for probably at least 12,000 years. And we're the most recent arrivals here. And I don't know, when I see this out here, I really want my children to have this.
Well, do you mind if we just paddle for a bit?
Not at all.
Just sort of be?
Not at all. And
where
you can
should we head?
Wherever your heart desires.
Let's go head out towards the open.
Let's do that, because then we'll be able to just glide back in.
Let's go see some broad, flat water.
Okay.
That's Deborah Kramer. She's the Gloucester-based author of The Narrow Edge, A Tiny Bird, An Ancient Crab, and An Epic Journey. She very graciously took us kayaking with her on the North Shore's Great Marsh, and it is as beautiful as it sounds. Now, we ought to tell you the truth that we went in September of last year. Those keen-eared birders out there would probably recognize that, and I know that the timing really matters to all bird lovers out there. Well, that's it for today. Our show is produced by Emmajean Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, Jamie Bologna, and Allison Bruzek. Tim Skog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a fantastic weekend. Join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.